Next application is case number 11523, the application of Kerry King. Site is located southeast of Route 66 Pepper Box Road, approximately 300 feet northeast of Route 64 White House Road, or excuse me, Whitesville Road. 911 address was not available. The tax map ID is District 532, Map 15, Parcel 83.14. Requesting a special use exception to place a multi-sectional home-type structure that is more than 5 years old. Gentlemen, we have no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yeah, it's Tammy Hitchens, 21984 Westwood Road, Knowlesboro.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I am Tammy Hitchens. I am the real estate agent for Kerry King. Mr. King had purchased a property on Arby Road with a double wide on it, has since put a stick-built home there, and is looking to move that double wide to this property on Pepper Box Road, which is 1.7 acres. The double wide is a 2006, so it's older than 5 years. As far as affecting the neighboring properties, they're double wides that are actually older than this one is. The adjacent properties it's just wooded lots. There's nothing directly next door, but most of the road is double wide. And he's looking to put this there on this property to rent it to an employee of his who there is losing the home that he's currently in. So their time is of the essence. We've been working on this for a while. That's all I got. I do have property or pictures of the adjoining properties if necessary.
Do you have a picture of the unit proposed to be relocated?
I do.
That helps the board on occasion.
And I didn't hear you, but what's the make and model in the year?
It's a I have that as well. Fleetwood Home, 2006. That's what I have. I took a picture of the serial number. Everything inside that for the model.
Will it be skirted?
I'm sorry?
Will it be skirted?
Yes. Yes.
I'll get to that in just a moment. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Rickards.
No questions.
Mr. Workman.
No questions.
Okay, wait for you, Mr. Mills, to get the question to get done.
That was my only question. Can I see it?
Sure. Yes, sir.
Do you believe there'd be any substantial adverse effect to this mobile home one to neighboring properties?
No. As I said, it's most of the neighboring properties are double wides as well, and that includes to the rear of this one.
And you did say the adjacent properties have mobiles that are older than this one?
Yes.
No other questions.
Okay. No further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Let me ask you a few head questions.
Mr. Chairman, there's no further discussion. I'd like to move that we approve case number 11523, as we have not heard anything to support that the application will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties.
Okay. Now, have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11523. Those in favor, Mr. Rickards.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye, for those reasons.
Now, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, Case number 11,523 is approved. Yes, ma'am. Okay, gentlemen, that takes care of all the regular business as well as the old business.
I don't know.
Bobby got one